Luke 3, verse 5. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made or brought low. Shall be brought low as we started to study yesterday before we were interrupted by Gary. I find it interesting when this is four English words and it's one word in Greek. But it's typanu, and it's a word for humility. And so we're going to just look at some of these humility things. Let's go to, to Proverbs chapter 15. Proverbs 15. Verse 29, or let's start in 28, 27, 26. Mm-hmm. The thoughts of the wicked or the wicked one are an abomination to the Lord, but the words of the pure are pleasant words. He that is greedy of gain troubleth his own house. He that hateth gifts or bribes shall live. The heart of the righteous studieth to answer, but the mouth of the wicked one poureth out evil things. The Lord is far from the wicked one, but he heareth the prayer of the righteous. The light of the eyes rejoiceth the heart, and a good report maketh the bones fat. That's what we want, is fat bones. The ear that heareth the reproof of life abideth among the wise. He that refuseth instruction despiseth his own soul. But he that heareth good reproof getteth understanding. And this is the one we're studying. The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor is humility. Everything, we've talked about humility so often, but humility isn't an act, it's a way of life. Let's go to Micah 6. See if everybody can find Micah real quickly. It's after Jonah. There's not enough time in the universe for that. Verse 6. Wherewith shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before the high God? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves of a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams or with 10,000s of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He hath showed me, or showed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, to love mercy, to walk humbly with thy God. And the right translation is to humble thyself in order that you can walk with your God. All right, let's go to Matthew 18. Give us a clue to the true meaning of humility. At that same time came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And Jesus called a little child, a darling infant, unto him, and set him in the midst of them, and said, Verily I say unto you, except you be converted, and become as little children, you shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoso shall receive one such little one in my name, receiveth me. Now, I don't know about you, but from the standpoint of the little kids that I've known, including all the ones that were born here, I wouldn't call them humble. Or would anybody agree? The ones that are, this one is the ones before self-consciousness. And the true meaning of humility is without self-consciousness, without awareness of self. That's a huge deal. Every valley, every place of eminence, every high place shall be brought low, shall be made as that little child, that darling infant, without self-awareness. Now, every single time you want an answer to something, you have left humility. Every single time that you think you have a right, you have left humility. Every time you judge someone else, you've left humility. Every time you need more than you... Every time you want any condition that you're in to be different, you've left humility. Amen? Now, the problem is we leave humility all the time, and we do it without... We do it with impunity. I mean, this is why, I mean, repentance is the only answer. I had to face this again yesterday. I was really in humongous pain. If I would have, I think I told somebody, I can't remember, but if I'd had a gun, I would have shot myself.
Yeah, me.
Huh? Was that you? So don't give me a gun in those times. But at the moment I said it, I said, Father, forgive me. Now, just think of all the times that you think you've been wrong. How can you be wronged if you're in a state of humility? You can't be. Amen. All right, let's go to Colossians, chapter 2. Yep, this is an interesting one. Verse 16. Let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink or in respect of a holy day or of the new moon or of the Sabbath days, which are a shadow of things to come, but the body is of Christ. Let no man beguile you of your reward in a voluntary humility and worshiping of angels, intruding into those things which he has not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind. Now, what is voluntary humility?
It's your idea of whatever humility is.
It's this appearance of humility with self-awareness. Voluntary humility. It's just like faith isn't faith unless it's automatic. Humility isn't humility unless it's automatic. If there's a voluntary humility, it's the thing that makes your stomach, you know, I mean, if you see it, if you have the discernment of an ant, you sort of get, oh, God.
It's almost premeditated in a way.
Everybody knows, everybody understand voluntary humility?
Yep.
Thanks to your fine exposition, I certainly do, Mr.
Can you give us an example of your voluntary humility, Mr. Rutledge?
Something like that.
I couldn't think of anything better to describe it.
You're such an ass. You are. You and Ronnie. All right. Let's go to Philippians. Backwards.
Chapter 1.
Oh, man. No, it's not. Let's go to chapter 3. It's a better place. Philippians 3. Verse 7. What things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him in the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. Now, when Paul, 90% of the time, whenever Paul makes reference to himself, he says, I speak as a fool. I didn't say that here, because he was making a reference point to the suffering of the loss of all things, and do count them but dung. If I have suffered the loss of all things and do count them but dung, then humility doesn't become a particular act, it becomes a way of life. But if I have things that I'm protecting, including ideas, including images of self, including things I think that I have a right to, then I've left humility, because I haven't suffered the loss of all things, and even if I have, I want them back. Again, as we said, the suffering the loss of all things, that's no big deal. Anybody can just suffer the loss of all things for 1,000 reasons. But to suffer the loss of all things and count them but dung, that's a biggie. Now, this loss of all things, the physical things, are easy. It's the suffering, the loss of all things internally. All ideas, all the things that make you you, that you thought made you you, that defined you. So those are the ones that give you the problem. The whole mystery of this life in Christ is fundamentally losing the possibility of thinking that any moment that you're in should be different than it is in any way. That's the true definition of humility. Amen? All right. Every high place shall be brought low. The crooked shall be made straight. Crooked is scolios, where we get the back condition of scoliosis. But it's a metaphor for perverse or wicked or untoward. Well, let's look at some of them. Proverbs 28. Whoso, verse 18, whoso walketh uprightly shall be saved, but he that is perverse in his ways shall fall at once. Now the word perverse there is in the Septuagint, or the Greek translation of Hebrew, is scolios. Perverseness is you might say perverseness is everything your mind does, including commune. I wish Gary were here. I want to commune with Gary. All right, Acts 2. Did Gary leave today? To go bye-bye?
Yeah.
I thought they were leaving until next week.
Mm-mm, no.
I got to read your memo. Email.
No one's going to be here Sunday. So you're not leaving next week.
Okay, I should read my emails.
Especially when you ask for them.
At least occasionally.
You know.
Yeah.
You ask for an email and then you don't read it.
You've been busy.
This is Peter's speech on Pentecost. In verse 38. Then Peter said unto them, repent, and be ye baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. This untoward is scolios, perverse. Remember, there's only two generations, as I see it. The generation of Adam and the generation of Christ. If you're not in him, then you're in the generation of Adam. And the generation of Adam, by definition, everything about it is perverse. So that the whole idea, this is why the basis of Christianity is that you died on the cross. And then he was raised in you on the Feast of First Fruits. Any intercourse with perverseness produces perverseness. If in chemical terms, if you had pure anything, pure water, and 1 micron of salt or 1 micron of gold or 1 micron of anything would into that vessel of purity, makes it perverse, unpure. So the until you see this, then you will keep making references and valuing the things of the generation of Adam. If anything that you esteem is the same as anything that anybody out there esteems, then you know you've been seduced. Now, if you've been seduced, then you've got to do one of two things. Either you've got to take it in your mind to the end and see the fruit of it is stupidity, or you have to, if you can't do it by empathy, then you have to run around and do it. So if there's anything that you want, that the generation of Adam or the human race wants, then run and get it. Or have the integrity to push the barriers in your mind, either by talking to people who have done it, but don't sit and live in the imaginations of your mind, because by definition then you will cause impurity. You will be perverse. Amen? Yeah. It's there's no wiggle room here. If anything you esteem is esteemed by the world, it's an it's not an abomination, it is abomination. Because abomination of desolation is when the evil one sets himself up in the temple. And I promise you, your mind can't handle this. You will try to ignore it, because 5 minutes from now you'll want something. You'll esteem something. Because how can I say this? Because of sloth. That's the reason. Anybody have any response? I want Gary here. All right. Now we're going to Acts. We went to Acts 2. Now let's go to Philippians. Back to Philippians, chapter 2. Verse 12. Wherefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not only as to my presence, only. Wherefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God that worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Do all things without murmurings and disputing, that you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom you shine as lights in the world. Their minds just don't want to accept that the world is crooked and perverse. One more. First Peter. Servants. Again, chapter 2. verse 18, just one verse. Servants, or employees, if you will, be subject to your masters, to your bosses, with all fear, not only in the good and gentle, but also in the perverse, in the crooked, even if they're sons of bitches. Why? How? How can that be?
Well, you're taking I out of the equation.
And that perverse one is there so that you can judge them, so that you can see whatever you judge, you're guilty of. Amen? The crooked, that's enough for crooked. In fact, I don't feel like talking anymore.
There's a lot of crooked.
There are a lot. We just
look. Perverse generation, all crooked.
Anybody have any response to any of this? Everybody understand it perfectly? Take a big guy.